is asking Hare Krishna, in Nectar of Instruction, last text purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that residence in Radhakund is rare. How do we obtain this rare benediction?
I don't know. Question is asked, how does one get to live in Radhakund? Everything in spiritual life depends on mercy. Mercy from horizontal mercy and vertical mercy. Horizontal means this, vertical means this. Some mercy comes down, that's vertical. Some mercy comes to you, that's horizontal. So from the horizontal plane, mercy of Vaishnavas and Brijvasis enables you to live in Vrindavan Radhakund. And from the higher plane, mercy from ascended gurus and Radhakrishna directly are coming down vertically to enable you to live in the holy dawn of Vrindavan. In Mathura Mahatmya by Rupa Goswami, he quotes many verses from Puranas that say one cannot live 1 minute in Braj Mandal without the direct mercy of Bhagavan Hari. So it's Hari Kripa, come for 1 minute or 1 day or whatever. And a wise devotee always remembers that. It's not, I have no adhikar, I have no eligibility, I have no qualification to live in the holy dawn. It's only by mercy. Once I met a great Brahmin from Radhakund, from a very high class family, a very good Vaishnava. He's a Radhakrishna Bhakta, Brijvasi Radhakund Brahmin. A big landowner, he didn't do ponder work. He had a lot of money. I met him in Uruvakund. And I said, you must have done a lot of good deeds in your last life, a lot of bhakti, take birth in Radhakund. He was quite serious, he said, I didn't do anything. It's only the mercy of Radharani. He had tears in his eyes. He said, I didn't do anything. And he's a famous guy in this village, has lots of money, lots of land, big family, 4 or 5 kids. And he's saying, it's only by mercy I'm here, born here, living in Radhakund. So what can we say? There's no real, if someone wants to know, how does one get to live in Radhakund? There's no answer to that question. Or you do A, you do B, you do C. It's not, this question cannot be answered from the material world. There's no material answer to this question. This is purely a spiritual gift of Kripa. Not only living, but arrangements to live. Citizenship, house, garden, everything required, everything has been given by mercy. Not from friends, not from disciples. Notice there's not one penny of disciple money here. Not one penny of friends. All transcendental arrangement. Total stranger gave money to buy the property. Total stranger gave money to build the house. No relationship. Never met the person before. Person came looking for me one day. He said, can you show me around Vrindavan? I was living in Vrindavan. So I showed him around for 2 days. He said, if you ever need any money, I could give you some money. Okay. So like 5 years later, I asked for money, my property. He gave it to me. That meant I had property, but no money. So then one other guy showed up. I knew him, but he never met me, he didn't know me. I asked him for a donation, he said, yeah. There it is. That's mercy. If someone accepts you in their house, they'll give you food. They'll give you bed, give you clothes. One more. So Rarani accepts you, and she'll give you everything else you need. You need food, shelter, and a place. A place where you live in Vrindavan, but you need a place to live. House, a room, the clothes, and food. So it's all coming by mercy. That's the answer. It's mercy from day one to the end. Yeah.